الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Reviewers of Madni Channel, welcome in the silsila in the light of Quran. Before I start with the first question of this silsila, we have discussed the matter of sabr, what is the definition of sabr, and then inna Allah ma'as sabireen, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with sabireen. And then we also discussed that in which way a Muslim is put into trial and in which way he is put into the tests, and then he attains the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are lot of wisdoms, lot of reasons behind the calamities, the difficulties or problems which a Muslim faces in his life. So today I want to start the silsila with this question, that Mufti Sahab, what are the wisdoms behind the difficulties or problems or the calamities which a Muslim faces in his life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The biggest wisdom, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran, wala nabluwannakum. So that is a kind of test. But other than that, there are many wisdoms. Sometimes we are able to understand some wisdoms behind the commandments of Allah, and sometimes we are unable to understand the wisdom. But in any case, we have to believe in the commandments of Allah. Our scholars, they have mentioned many wisdoms behind problems, calamities and troubles. The first is called Mukafate Amal. Mukafate Amal means, as you sow, so shall you reap. Your problems are because of your bad deeds, your evil actions. As Allah Azza wa Jalla have mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever calamity befalls upon you, that is because of your own earning, means because of your own evil deeds. So sometimes that is a recompense of our evil deeds which appear in this world. And in hadith, other wisdom has been mentioned that these problems and calamities and troubles are the means for the removal of our sins. As if a problem befalls upon us, it washes away our sins. And that has been mentioned in ahadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in many ahadith, whatever calamity befalls upon you, that removes your sins. So that is another wisdom. Then some logical wisdom, what we observe with our own eyes, that when a problem occurs to a person, his arrogance is broken because of that calamity, because of that problem. Because when a person is always in convenience and comforts and luxuries, so he becomes arrogant and he shows that arrogance to others. But when some problems occur to him, so then his arrogance is broken. So that is another thing. As some scholars have written a story about Fir'aun, about Pharaoh, that for 400 years he never got even headache, and because of that he claimed to be God. Ana rabbukum al-a'la, I am your highest lord, I am your biggest lord. Because he never get any trouble, he never get into a problem, so that's why he claimed. But when a person is afflicted with a problem and calamity again and again, so he knows that I am not all powerful, I am a weak human being, I have some weaknesses, problems occur to me, sometimes I become in need of someone else or something else. So that being needy breaks the arrogance of a person. So that is another wisdom behind problems and calamities. Then the other, sometimes when a person is afflicted with problems, so he realizes the bitterness and the pain of those problems. And then he tries to avoid, to afflict those problems to others. As if a person is beaten by someone, so he knows the pain of beating. If he is oppressed by other people, he knows the pain of oppression and injustice. So that is another wisdom. And we know, as those people who remains in problems in their lives, in their childhood, as for example, if someone was orphan, so he knows the pain of being orphan. He knows what is his condition, what is pain in his heart. So he tries to show mercy upon him and he tries to do good with him. Then sometimes what happens, the problems of a person prove very useful and beneficial for other people. As we observe in our surroundings, that there are many hospitals, there are many institutes, there are many schools, there are many other institutes which were founded by those people who got into those troubles. And they felt those pains and they faced those problems, and then they realized the people are in trouble because of the shortage of these things. As there are many hospitals, the people, they were sick, or their father was sick, their son was sick, and they were not cured because of the shortage of those facilities, because of the lack of hospitals. So then they realized, in my area or in my city or in my country, we have this shortage, we have this lack. So then they started founding and construction of hospitals and schools and other institutes. So though those problems are problem for this person, but the problem for a single person prove very beneficial for thousands of other people. As one hospital is beneficial for thousands of people, one school is beneficial for thousands of people, other institutes are in the same way. And if we collect the history of many hospitals and schools and institutions, so really we come to know this secret, this matter, that really many things have been constructed or founded by those people who were afflicted with problem, and then they realized the importance of those things, and then they constructed, then they founded those things. So that is another wisdom behind problems. Then according to religious point of view, there are some other reasons as well. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to sacrifice our whole life, our all things for the sake of Allah. If time comes and we have to sacrifice our life, our things for the sake of Allah, so we should remain ready for that. And what should be the slogan of the life of a Muslim? Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَالنُّسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, إِنَّ صَلَاتِ, indeed my prayer, وَالنُّسُكِ and my sacrifices are my worships, and my life and my death, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ, my life and my death is for Allah, who is the Lord of the entire universe. So our life is for Allah, our death is for Allah, our prayer is for Allah, our worships are for Allah, our sacrifices for Allah. So when our whole life is for Allah Azza wa Jal, so when a problem occurs to us, that is the time of proving that slogan. Because at the time of prosperity, so we speak these words very happily, that we are for Allah, our life is for Allah, our death is for Allah. But when any calamity befalls upon us, so then that is the time of test. And that is the time of proving that slogan and that claim, that really we are for Allah, our life is for Allah. So in that way, we prove our love with Allah Azza wa Jal. Then there is another ayah, and that shows what should be the habit and what should be the way of life of a believer. At the time of problem, a Muslim should say, wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah, inna Allah basirun bil ibad, I have submitted my matter to Allah. Mean whatever befalls upon me, whatever problems occurs to me, I am submitting my matter in the court of Allah. Now Allah will solve, and Allah will see, and Allah will do whatever he has to do. So that is one kind of tasreem and tafwees, and that is one of the highest rank of tasawwuf and belief and faith in the court of Allah. So in these problems, we show that faith, we show that belief, and we show that love of our heart with Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of the problems. And that's why when we read the verse of the Holy Quran, so Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us very beautiful sentences. And those are really very beautiful, because when we go to the depth of the meanings of those wazayif and ayat, so then we come to know. But at the time of prosperity, sometimes we are unable to understand the depth. But at the time of problem and adversity, we realize the depth of the meaning. As for example, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. So now, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ, in our routine life, when we recite these words, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient for me. So that is a good sentence, that is a beautiful sentence, meaningful sentence, but we mostly, we don't go to the depth of the meanings of these words. But when we are surrounded with problems, and we are in adversity, and we are in trouble, and none is helping us, and at that time, when we recite these words, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient for me. If no other person, if none is helping me at this time, but Allah is sufficient for me. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ, لا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ, none is worthy of worship except Him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, I put my trust in Allah. So at that time, we realize the meaning of these sentences. Then the meaning of وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I have submitted my matter to Allah. Then we realize the meaning of قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُوكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So that is another wisdom, that we prove our love and our faith in Allah at the time of problem, at the time of trouble. So then the other reason and the other wisdom, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to be patient, to remain patient, to show patience. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Many other ayat in which Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to be patient, to show patience. So what time will we act upon that commandment? Not at the time of prosperity, at the time of adversity. So when any problem occurs to us, so then Allah Azza wa Jal put us into test. Now what is our behavior and what is our attitude and what is our saying and what is our character and conduct at that time? So that time it appears what is our conduct, what is our character, what are our actions, what are our deeds. Really, do we seek help from Allah through patience and through salah or not? So that is one way of acting upon the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the other wisdom, and those people who have gone through this procedure of problem, so they would realize immediately. What is that? The problems, none likes any problem. Every person dislikes problem. But because this is the life of this world, this is not the life of hereafter. This is not the life of Jannah. This is not the life of paradise. In paradise, there is no problem. There is no inconvenience. There is no discomfort. But in this life, it is approximately impossible not to face any problem, not to face any trouble in this life. Problems occur to us whether we were born in a rich family or in a poor family, but sometime we get sick. Sometime we have to face some enemy. Some people become jealous of us. They try to tease us, they try to hurt us. Sometimes we get sick, sometimes any injury occurs to us. So at those times, if we never faced any problem in our previous life, so what happens? We remain totally impatient. But if we have passed through these problems in our life again and again, so our character becomes very strong. Our defense power in our body becomes very strong. And because throughout our life we have to face many problems, so if no problem is occurring to us in our childhood, in our younghood, so then at the time of problem, old age, so then we would remain only in trouble and all the time in difficulty and hardships. So these problems are like a stepping stones. They teach us how to face the problems of life. That's why those people who becomes like commandos, who becomes like some special kind of people, So deliberately they undergo problems so that they become habitual of facing those problems, and then they become something special. Otherwise, if without any test and without any training and without any practice, if they come into field, the practical field, so then what would happen to them? We can realize easily. So these problems teach us lessons of life. How can we learn from problems? How can we learn from the hardships of life? How can we face, and how can we teach other people to face the problems of life? So that is another wisdom. Then there is another reason, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to show disinterest in this world, in this worldly life, and to be interested in hereafter, in paradise. But because paradise, that is unseen, that is ghaib, that is a matter of ghaib. In this world, the luxuries of this life, the comforts of this life, those are visible. So now on one side, there is visible thing. On the other side, there is invisible thing. Now the commandment is to take interest in invisible and to show disinterest into visible. But that is very difficult. That is very difficult. When a problem occurs to us, so then naturally, we become sad, we become disinterested in many matters, as at the time of adversity and problem, so our heart becomes very sad, and we don't take interest in worldly affairs, in worldly matters. Sometimes think about akhirah, we think about grave, we think about paradise, we think about the will of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, as if the close relative of someone dies, so then what becomes the condition of that person that time? So that time he goes to masjid, he offers prayer, he recites Quran, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because at that time, he is uninterested in this worldly life and he is interested in paradise. And now his heart is inclined towards Allah, towards hereafter. So those people who are always in prosperity, in comforts, in luxuries, in convenience, so their hearts are inclined towards only this life. But those people who face problems and troubles, so then they balance. So in that way, when any problem occurs to us, so our heart is inclined towards the hereafter. And that is the commandment of Allah as well. And that is the requirement of our faith as well.
Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madni Channel, there are indeed lot of wisdoms behind the calamities, the adversities, the problems, the difficulties which we face in our life. Subhanallah. One of them, for example, sometimes a calamity comes just because of our own sins. It is also one of the wisdom. So in this way, it is a warning from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that come right, leave that wrong path and come to my path. And then sometimes it is a kafara dhunub, expiation for our sins. A calamity comes and we are loaded with sins. But when we go through that calamity, it is a complete cleansing process. And we come out of it free from our sins. Subhanallah. And then, dear viewers of Madhi channel, Mufti Sahab also mentioned that sometimes calamities are actually stepping stones. When you are in calamities, in problems, in difficulties, so you develop a sort of habit that how to face these challenges. And then by facing challenges, you become a real powerful human being who is all the time ready to face these problems. And in this way, you become a brave heart human being. Allahu Akbar. And then it is also an opportunity to act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوِّدُ أَمْرِيدَ اللَّهِ. So it shows your submission, your tafweed, your taslim. And then, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. When you are in trouble, so it is actually an opportunity to act upon this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. O Muslims, when you are in problems, you must seek help from salah and from sabr, from patience. So in this way, when we are in calamities, so we have opportunity to act upon this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are acting, so inshallah, we will get reward, sawab, and we will attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the biggest thing in my understanding, that being Muslim, we are told to keep our hearts free from the love of this world, and we should have love of hereafter in our hearts. So when we are in troubles, when we are in calamities, so it is a natural outcome that we start, you know, turning our face away from this world, which is full of troubles, problems, diseases, subhanallah, and we start looking forward towards the Jannah, towards the hereafter, towards the neighborhood of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, subhanallah. So when we are in any situation like this, when we are in any calamity, we are in trouble and hot waters, so this is an opportunity for us to fill our hearts with the love for hereafter. Moving to the next question, Mufti Sahab, natural outcome of your answer, that so many benefits, so many advantages. So, I mean, one can think that if these are the benefits and advantages, so must I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me more and more difficulties and problems? So is it allowed to ask for problems?
That is not a good idea.
Ji.
To seek for calamities and Ji. Problems. And there are many reasons for that as well. There are many wisdoms of not seeing any trouble for us. And in this way, you can realize the wisdoms behind all the commandments of Allah. On one side, there are many wisdoms behind calamities and problems. But on the other side, Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us, and Sharia is commanding us, not to seek for calamities and problems. So both are in contradiction with each other. So it means, if Allah Azza wa Jalla is putting us in test in some ways, there are some wisdoms in those as well. And if He is commanding us not to see calamities, so then there are other wisdoms. So now, what is the wisdom? And how is to seek problems for us? How is to seek calamities for us? So first of all, it is forbidden from Sharia, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbidden us to seek for problems. There is hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen, a person who was seeking for sabr, who was praying for sabr, oh Allah, give me sabr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade him from that and told him that when you are, that is summary, as you are seeking for sabr, it means you are seeking for problems as well, because sabr is on calamity. So when you are seeking for sabr, it means before that the problem will come, then you will show patience. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him, sallallahu alaihi afiyah, ask Allah for afiyat, for betterment. And then there are some other ahadith as well. As at the time of one battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded to sahaba kiram, never wish for confrontation with enemies, but if it occurs to you, if you confront with them, then show patience, then be steadfast. First of all, seek afiyat from Allah azza wa jal. But if any problem come to you, so then be steadfast, then show patience. So now, because that is a commandment of Sharia, and that is the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, not to seek for calamities and problem, so that's why we are forbidden from that. And that's why sometimes, you know, some people, when they are in trouble and they are in big trouble, sometimes they wish for death, and sometimes they pray for death. Oh Allah, cause me to die. Sometimes they pray in that, and some people they suicide themselves. So some it happens, and it is forbidden and it is haram in Islam. Everything is haram, means suiciding is haram, then praying for death is haram, then wishing for death is also haram. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, and he has taught us, that if you are in trouble and you have to pray for something like that, so then pray with these words, oh Allah, if my life is better for me, so then keep me alive. And if the death is better for me, so then cause me to die on Islam. So mean in any way, life is better than death. Then in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the long life is better for Muslim in any case. If he is a virtuous person, so then he is increasing his virtues. And if he is a sinner person, so he might be repenting of his sins. So he might be given tawfiq to repent of his sins. So life is better for him in any case. So that's why wishing for death, praying for death is haram in Islam. That is not allowed. Now, the other wisdom for not seeking calamities, what is that? Sometime what happens, that point could be taken from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kad al faqr an yakuna kufra. Faqr, poverty, might turn into disbelief. Because sometime what happens, the people, they leave their faith because of their poverty, because they can't forbear hunger, they can't forbear the lack of the luxuries of life or the needs of life. So if they are offered food or some other things in on the price of leaving their faith, they left, as it has happened many times. So the people, they left their faith only because of food, because they were too much hungry and they had lack of food. So when they offered for the food of 1 month, only on that price they left their faith. It has happened many times. And now you can see the condition in African countries. The preachers of other religions, so they went to those continents, and when they saw, observed the poverty and the destitute condition of those people, so they turned their beliefs into disbelief on the price of food, on the price of some comforts. So that is our observation, and that is the meaning of this hadith, kad al faqru an yakuna kufra. That is the means, open example of the truthfulness of this hadith. So it might happen, if someone seeks for calamities and problems, and when he comes into that, so might be because of that he utters the sentence of disbelief, as it happens, as at the time of death of someone. So the relatives, sometimes they utter the words of disbelief, and they speak some very, very evil words. So because of problem, the people can come into this kind of religious problems. So if worldly problem is leading a person to religious problem, so it is better to remain in afiyat. Then the other wisdom, most of the people, the condition of most of the people is that as long as they are in prosperity, they are being provided their food properly, so they remain busy in worshipping, they remain busy in fulfilling the duties of their religion, Islam. But when they come in trouble, so they leave all the things, they leave all the worships. And that is the condition of most of the people. So, for example, if we are prosperous, we are in good condition, and we are offering prayer, we are praying in the court of Allah, we are remembering Allah, we are reciting Quran, it is better than that condition, that for getting some benefits of problems, for getting some benefit of problems, we can come in trouble, but because of those problems, we become so much busy in earning wealth, in removing our problems, in facing our hardships, that we don't find time to recite Quran, to remember Allah, to offer prayer, to pray in the court of Allah, and so do other religious duties. So it is better for us to remain in prosperity, and then remembering Allah and reciting Quran and doing the other religious duties. So that is better for us. And similar thing has been mentioned in Quran. In one place, in Surah Zukhruf, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted non-believers the luxuries of life, and Muslims, sometimes they are in prosperity, sometimes they are in adversity. And Allah Azawajal didn't deprive Muslims of all the needs of life. And Allah Azawajal didn't grant all the luxuries of life to the disbelievers. Because if it would be the case, so then what could happen? The Muslim, the believers, when they see that Allah Azawajal grants only to non-believers, so we should be non-believers as well, so that we can survive properly, and we can eat properly, and we can get benefit from the luxuries of life. So Allah Azza wa Jal didn't deprive believers of all the needs of life, and Allah Azza wa Jal didn't grant all the luxuries of life to non-believers. So that is the wisdom. So sometimes prosperity is much more better for us than the adversity, because might be when we seek for calamity and when really we are put into test, so we become fail. Being successful is very good thing. That is the sunnah of prophets of Allah. That is the sunnah of the pious people. That is the sunnah of Salaf Salihin. But because we know our weakness, we are humble, bondsmen of Allah. We are very weak according to our soul and spirit. So that's why for us, for people like us, it is better to remain in afiyat and remain in betterment. So that's why invoking for calamities is not allowed in Islam.
The viewers of Madni channel, there are two sides of the coin. There are indeed lot of advantages for calamities and troubles and problems. But on the other side, these calamities can become a sort of danger for our religion as well. It is better not to ask for calamities, and it is better to ask only for afiyat. Why? Because we are told like this in Ahadith-e Mubarakah. Subhanallah. And Mufti Sahib gave a very wonderful example, and you must have seen in your life as well, that kad al-faqru an yakuna kufran. Sometimes poverty might lead one towards kufr. It might take one towards kufr. And it happens in many parts of the world. People, they just change their faith. Why? Because they don't have food. In order to feed themselves and their children who are crying for food, they change their faith. Allahu Akbar. So poverty is also a sort of calamity, although it has many advantages. It has many rewards, but at the same time, it can lead one towards kufr as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyat from any kind of calamity which is going to prove harmful for our religion. Moving to the next question, Mufti Sahib, two sides, advantages and disadvantages. Okay, so if one is unfortunately in calamity, in problem, in trouble, so what should he do in that trial at that very moment when he is in the calamity? And then different reactions from different people. So some reactions I think will fall into the category of impatience, and some will come into the patience. So what are those reactions or actions which come into the category of sabr and which do not come into the category of sabr?
Two ways are possible here, two attitudes are possible here, patience and impatience. Now, impatience is not allowed, mean that is undesirable, and sometimes that is forbidden. If that leads to some forbidden things, so then it would be forbidden. And sabr, so that is desirable, sometimes it is first, in some forms it is first, that is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, if any problem occurs to us, so at that time, we should be very careful about three things: about our tongue, regarding our heart, and about our limbs of body, what appears from them. Because impatience could be shown, and impatience could be conducted by these three: by tongue, by heart, or by our limbs. For example, what is in our heart? If someone is unsatisfied with the decision of Allah regarding him, regarding that person, and if he is some griefs and grievances in his heart regarding Allah, so you know the outcome of that, and you know the intensity of that. So first of all, we should be careful about our heart. What is the condition of our heart? There shouldn't be any complaint regarding decision of Allah. So that is the first thing. Then the second, should be very careful about our tongue. There shouldn't be any word of impatience that shouldn't be spoken from our mouth as some people utter some words. The third thing, limbs of body, as Sharia has forbidden from certain actions, as tearing our clothes at the time of calamity, or beating our chest, or slapping our faces, that is not allowed, that is haram. So first of all, being careful about these actions of impatience is very important. Then the best way to avoid these actions of impatience is to show patience. And what is the way of show patience? First of all, as soon as a problem occurs to us, immediately we should say in our hearts, I am satisfied with the decision of Allah. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has given decision regarding me, I am satisfied and I am pleased with the decision of Allah. And basically that is the meaning of that ayah, what we have recited in previous answer, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I am submitting my matter in the court of Allah. So now I have left my all matters in the court of Allah. Now Allah will solve my problem, or He will grant me sabr, or He will give me something else, but now I have submitted my matter to the court of Allah. And that is a practical meaning of other ayat. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah is sufficient for me. Though I am in a trouble, but Allah is sufficient for me, and I have put my trust in Allah. Because now that is a particular time to put trust in Allah, to show that trust in Allah in physical form, that could be seen and that could be observed. That trust could be observed at the time of problem. So first of all, in our heart, we should say these words: I am satisfied with the decision of Allah, and whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has decided for me, I am pleased with that. The second, that from our mouth, we should speak the same words, so that there should be connection between our tongue and heart. Because sometimes something is not in our heart, but when we speak those words, so that comes in our heart. And sometimes something is in our heart, but that is not spoken by our mouth. But when we keep that thing in our heart, so mouth speaks according to that. So that is the connection between our tongue and our heart. So when we speak or when we recite some particular good words about the decision of Allah from our mouth, so our heart gets satisfied. As that's why Sharia has taught us some particular words as Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, or these words Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim, or that word Ufawwidu amri ila Allah, or that ayah Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. So when we keep our tongue in control, so that is a kind of showing patience.
Very much.
The third, so from our gestures, our limbs, our body actions, so the best way is this, that no sign of impatience and calamity and problem should appear from our limbs. If someone observes us, so he doesn't realize that I am in trouble. And that is called sabre jameel. That is a beautiful sabr. There is no sign of impatience, there is no sign of any calamity and problem on our face, on our body. So that is the way of showing patience, and that is the way of avoiding impatience.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Subhanallah, at the time of calamity, being a Muslim, there are some responsibilities upon us. Being a Muslim, we should control our thoughts, we should control our tongue, and we should control our limbs. Let negative thoughts not come in our heart regarding the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever comes from His court, we are submissive people. We are people of taslim and raza. We submit our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving to the next question, Mufsa. Are there some particular wazifas or veds which we should read when we find ourselves in trouble and problem?
There are many wazif which have been mentioned in ahadith and which have been mentioned in the Quran as well. But the basic of all those wazif, all those aura is one. That is remembrance of Allah. That is zikrullah. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Hearts get satisfied with the remembrance of Allah.
Subhanallah, indeed.
So that's why whenever any problem occurred to any prophet, he remembered Allah Azza wa Jalla at that time. As when we read the Holy Quran, when we recite the Holy Quran, and we read the stories of prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. So what are their words at that time of calamity, at that time of trouble? For example, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw in his dream, he was slaughtering his son. So the next day, he said to his son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fandur madha tara. Oh my son, I have seen in my dream that I am slaughtering you. So now look, what do you think? What do you say? So what was the answer of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam? Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, do what you have been commanded. ستجدنی ان شاء اللہ من الصابرین، ان شاء اللہ یو ول فائنڈ می ون آف دا پیشنٹس، ون آف دا صابرین. سو واٹ از ہیئر، ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از انفارمنگ ہز سن اباؤٹ ہز ڈریم and that is about the sacrifice and slaughtering of his son, but he is mentioning the name of Allah.
Allah,
he is mentioning the name of Allah, because when he is saying, it means he is telling him the commandment of Allah. And when Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is responding, he is responding satajiduni insha Allahu min as-sabirin. The one thing is the name of Allah, insha Allah. The second thing is min as-sabirin. So at the time of calamity, if someone makes mention sabr and the name of Allah with sabr again and again, he will get sabr. That's why from this point I would say, if at the time of any problem, if we recite those ayat in which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the excellences of sabr, that would be very, very useful at that time. For example, if a problem occurred to someone and he is reciting Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, indeed Allah is with those who show patience, and I would show patience and Allah would be with me, with his mercy, with his blessings, with his bounties, and with his special mercy, with his special closeness, he is with me. So when a person is reciting this ayah and he has that belief in his heart, so it would be very easy for him to show patience. Then when he is reciting Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin, Allah loves sabirin, Allah loves those people who sabir, and I would show patience and Allah will love me and I would be beloved to Allah. So can you imagine the impact of these words at that time? Then when he is reciting innama yuwaffa sabiruna ajrahum bighairi hisab, sabirin would be granted their reward countlessly, uncountable reward they would be granted from the court of Allah. So when a person is showing patience and he knows that I'm in problem and my impatience will never remove this problem, but if I show patience, then Allah will love me, he would be with me, he will grant me countless blessings and reward. So when he recites these words again and again, it would be easy for him to show patience. Then when he reciting ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahmah, because وَبَشِّرِ صَوَابِدِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَدُوا مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ. So now أُولَٰئِكَ, these patient ones, they are blessings of Allah over them and mercy. صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ, blessings of Allah and mercy of Allah are over these patient people. So when a person is reciting the word sabr in the form of ayat, so that will lead that person to really show patience. So that is the best way. And this point could be taken from the words of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, because at that time he mentions the name of Allah and then particularly the word sabr, he mentions that one. Satajiduni insha Allahu min as-sabirin. So that is a very beautiful. Then remembrance of Allah is the real solution for the problems. As about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam we have read. Then about Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, when the sons of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, the brothers of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so they brought a shirt with false stain, waja'u ala qamisi bidamin kadhib, and they brought a shirt with the stains of false blood, and they said this is the shirt of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and he has been eaten by a wolf. So what were the words of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam at that time? Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said these words, فَصَبْرٌ
جَمِيلٌ.
So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the word of sabr, صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Then the other time Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam spoke other words, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ.
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah.
I put my griefs and sorrows in the court of Allah. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I put my griefs and sorrows to Allah. Means I don't complain to anyone else. I put my matter into the court of Allah. And that is the example of those words, وَأُفَوِّدُوا أَمِرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. قل ان صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. And that is a living example of those words, inna allaha ma'as sabirin wallahu yuhibbus sabirin. And these are the personalities, ulaika alaihim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma, the blessings of Allah were over them and the mercy of Allah were over them. So mentioning the name of Allah means zikrullah is the best way at the time of calamity, at the time of problem.
Subhanallah. Summarizing the answer of Mufti Sahab, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is the best form of keeping yourself at the straight path within the boundaries of Sharia when you are stuck by any calamity. Subhanallah. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then reciting those verses which are mentioned in Quran Kareem and those verses which describe the reward, the sawab and the closeness of sabireen in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. And then many other verses of Holy Quran which Mufti Sahab quoted. Inshallah al-Aziz will come with the next silsila. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to become real and practicing Muslim. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qur'an, in the light of Qur'an, in the light.